Okay, so the parsha begins. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Dabra al Bnei Yisrael v'yichu li truma. And there's Bala Turim. I made two Mar Makoma sheets. The first Mar Makoma sheet only had the Bala Turim on it. But I said, what are they, Bala Turim, just the Bala Turim? When I prepared the Shmuz, is only the Bala Turim. But I knew the Rashi in Pekudei and the Rashi in Bereishis. And I researched the Evan Ezra and Yeshaya based on the Bala Turim myself. But I was still only going to say the Shmuz on the Bala Turim, but that it was so short. So then I get it on all the other Mar Makomos. But really only need, the Shmuz really is only on the Bala Turim. So you don't get so nervous. So we welcome the presence of Rabbi Ephraim Palgan. Okay. So the Bala Turim says I'm a Yichuli Truma. Pasach, it begins, Daber el Bnei Yisrael. The Pasach begins, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, V'yichuli Truma. B'lashon Pius, Fius, Lashon of appeasement, K'mo Dabru Alev Yushalayim, which I recognize the Pasach from the song. B'shvil Shehoye, there's no Mar Makomos, but I checked, it was the same words as the Niggin. B'shvil Shehoye Bo Chisar and Kis. Because there was a monetary loss, Faisam. So he had to appease Moshe. Dabra Bnei Yisrael. Dabra is a lashon of pious. Lashon of appeasement. What do you need appeasement for? Because it's chisar and kiss. So it cost you money. Visa b'medrash amar bavo. Really don't need this part of the Bala Turim. But visa b'medrash amar bavo. Uma. Just like Lasos Mishkan, to build a Mishkan, Kavod, which is an honor of a Kapara Yisrael and a repentance for Klai Yisrael, Amar Dabel Bnei Yisrael, Lashon Pius, and yet, this is how I'm learning it anyway, that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael so much, he understands that that's already considered an oppression. You're oppressing Klai Yisrael by asking them to give money. It's a hardship, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is using Lashon Pius, Hadochim Es Yisrael, V'notlam Es Amonim, someone who oppresses Klai Yisrael, people who oppress Klai Yisrael, and V'notlam Es Amonim, and take their money, Matei Aleihem, what's going to be with them? In other words, they're in for trouble. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is feeling bad for us, that we have to give them money for the Mishkan, which is a kapara for Klai Yisrael. It's a covet for Klai Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mefayis them. So what's going to be with Achenvei, the people who are starting up with Klai Yisrael and oppressing them, they're going to get theirs. Okay, so a few things. You saw the Pasuk in Pekudei. You see that the Mishkan was... That Rashi Mishkan Eidus. What's that Mishkan Eidus? Eidus li Yisrael Shaviter lehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Egel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael in the Ma'aseh Egel. Shrei Hishra Shchinasa b'neihem, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu returned the Shechina to Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan, which was a kapara for the Ma'aseh Egel. After the Ma'aseh Egel, the Shechina left Klal Yisrael. The Mishkan had it return. And also, just to throw out the pasuk in Bereishis, Parshas Lech Lecha, v'gam, I thank Rabbi Kier for giving me all the research. Mar Makomos, he knew the pesukim. V'gam mesagoya sheyavodu dona nochi. And this is the Ribbono Shelom, giving the nevuah to Avraham Avinu, that even the goy that makes you work, dona nochi, And right, what is done Anochi ben Eser Makos? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them to Avraham Avinu, I'm gonna give them 10 Makos. V'achin Yetzir B'chush Gadol, and then you'll have tremendous wealth. M'momen Gadol, with tremendous wealth. So that nevuah took place, you know, weeks ago, whatever. So just to deher. So that it goes back to the Baal Turim that says Dabel Bnei Yisrael Lashon Fius, just like by Dabro Levi Yerushalayim, that's Nachemu Nachemu Ami, that's a Nechama, comfort for Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm comforting Klal Yisrael. Dabro Levi Yerushalayim, speak to the heart of Yerushalayim. Eben Ezra says, to remove Ha'atzvus, Ha'daiga, to remove all the sadness and worry. What could be better Nechama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's removing all that. But just to deher a few things. So, who are we giving fias to Klal Yisrael, who saw such tremendous nisim v'neflos? They saw the fulfillment of the nevuah of Eser Makos. That's pretty good. If someone can forecast 10 Makos, they can't even forecast tomorrow's weather. They forecast 10 Makos centuries earlier, down to Kriyas Yamchsef, and the Haftacha of that you'll leave Berchush Gadol. They had so much gold and silver and Tachshitim. Every promise was kept to the T. Every one of Klal Yisrael left, they were Ashirim Muflagim. They were the biggest philanthropists, not philanthropists, they had so much money. They were trying to get them to be philanthropists in this week's parasha. But they had so much money. You think like the biggest gvir. They had so much money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamesh filled their pockets with mamish gold and silver and chamormis. That each one had like that tons of everything. There was no daiger panasa. There was like, you know, Bill Gates or Bezos walking around asking for a donation for the Mishkan. So what kind of nisayon would it be for them, v'ikuli truma, to give some money to the Mishkan? What are we asking for? We're asking for a little bit of gold, a little bit of silver, a little bit of copper, tcheles, agamon, I don't know what they are, tcheles, agamon for the Mishkan. And Moshe Benu has to speak to them, b'loshon racho fius, he has to like sort of cowtail and like almost walking on eggshells. Is it possible that we could asking them? We're asking them for a chumah for the tzarach of the Mishkan. And what would be the Mishkan? The Baal Turim says the second half. Maybe you do need the second half. The Mishkan was for kavod v'kapara. It would be the makar for all that's good. All the hatzlacha would come about through the hashras hashchina. The Shechina would be in the Mishkan. Now, HaKadosh Baruch himself is being coming to the Mishkan. All we have to do is build it. It's not for the Shechina. It's, you know, it will help them directly. And on top of that, they had just been nichshel in the Chet HaEgel. And there were tremendous klola came to them because of it. And the Mishkan was coming to be a kapara for that. So you have to mamish, like so to speak, you mafias them and it's so hard for you. And I assume that this, what I'm about to say, is also in the Baal HaTurim, but I chopped this one on, I chopped this idea last. Dabro Alev Yerushalayim, like what do you need to bring that pasuk for? We don't know what Lashon Fius is. He should have said, Pasach Dabel Bnei Yisrael, B'lashem Fiyas, B'shvil Shayibo Chasar and Kis, Faisam. I mean, what does the Pasach of Dabel Lev Yerushalayim? We don't know what it means to appease somebody. You have to give me an example. And is that the only example in the whole Tanakh that you could find of the Chama? I'm not an expert in Tanakh, but there's no other way of of demonstrating. There was no other illustration. Why do you pick that one? It's mamish amazing that this Darbo Lev Yerushalayim is the ultimate lahosir ha'atav v'daiga. I mean, in case anyone thinks this was just one of those token, you know, nice gestures, like the guy in public saying, "I hope you have a really nice day." This wasn't just, a fundraising technique. You know, must be so hard for you. This is like the Hoser Ha'atzav Vadaiga. The comparison of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klai Yisrael after the Churban. This is like Shabbos Nachamu. This is the ultimate Nechama. And in my research of those Haftaras, that Klai Yisrael responded that the Nechama doesn't work. They're just words. They didn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it was. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu come back to them a second time. But that's how the appeal was to, like, Mamish Dabro Levi, to go to Knesset Yisrael, to go to Klai Yisrael, and to appeal to them, to try and remove the melancholy, the almost state of depression that they're in. It's over. It's forlorn. To that extent is the Lashon Pius. So we see, you think it's easy, okay, Baruch Shem, we're in yeshiva, we don't have any money, it's no big nesayim. If a guy comes up, you throw him a quarter, it's not a big baal tzedakah. You know, you think it's easy to give tzedakah, it's not easy to give tzedakah. It's not easy. Mr. Heitner, Benzion Heitner, was speaking to him. He told me that he heard from the big veer Reichman, that he once told his son, who's currently the one who's, in charge, father passed away, that he said, "Someone's coming to the door, please, you write him a check." I write him a check for $500,000. He's building a big mosad. So afterwards, it was all taken care of. The son asked the father, like, "I never wrote out a check for so big. Like, you were home, why didn't you write out the check for $500,000? Like, you figured that check you'd want to write out yourself." So he told his son, "I wanted you to see what it feels like and go through the experience of writing a check for $500,000. I wanted you to experience it. It's very hard to give money. It's very, very hard." We see from this Balaturim how hard it was, the extent of the fius that was needed, mamish, to remove the atzav daiga, ad kedei kach, and on something that was relatively small. So I saw this Balaturim, I was doing research, I saw brought down from the Gra, happens to be on this Balaturim. Actually, I don't know if it's on this Balaturim, but it's on the whole Vayichuli Truma. I think we just said this, but even someone who's an Asher Umuflug, an Asher Muflug, for a small amount of money, they weren't asked to give the whole thing, it's just a Davar Mu'at. And on a davar chashuv, and I would add in, the brother didn't say this, and was helping themselves, still couldn't do it. You needed Moshe Rabbeinu, Lashon Racha Ufius. And there's another deher. What would be if I would go over to one of you, and I would give you, I have all this extra money lying around, doing nothing. You know what? You look like a nice guy. You take it. Here's, $5,000 cash. So you shouldn't have any trouble with it. I already, exchanged it. It's all in singles or in $10 bills. Spend it any you want. And then I come to you like a few days later, And I ask you, I'm so embarrassed, but would you have $10 to spend? $10 you can give me, I got to go buy something. Okay? Like, would you hesitate to give me the money? And what happens if I said the reason I want the $10 is I wanted to get something, get you a Hanukkah gift. I wanted to get you a, what was that, what's that thing called? Yeah. I'm getting a Secret Harry, whatever. And I'm getting something for you. Would anyone think of not giving the money that I have to come beloshon fias? Please, well, so soft. You'd be happy to give the guy the money. What's the problem? Okay. So we see amazing how the koach that the Yetzer Hara could blind us. Why don't we want to give the money? We don't want to give the money because it's a shtickel kochi votzim yadu. This is my money. Maybe to give the guy, but the Ribono Shel Olam, the money came straight from the Ribono Shel Olam. He promised us the money. He gave us the money. But you see how easy it is to be pushed into kochi votzim yadi, that this is my money, it didn't come from Shemayim. Because if you knew for sure it came from Shemayim, the person just gave you the money, a person would give him the money. If he's asking for it, he'll give it, especially for it's his own benefit. But the Yetzer Hara has such a power over us to blind us and to not dehare that it came from Hashem, even though he forecasted it. And You're assured that the Shekhinah is returning still. Lashon Rachel Fius. We have to be so careful, especially in Yani Gashmias. That's why a person wishes for a lot of Gashmias. It's not always the easiest thing. The Gashmias comes along with a tremendous amount of Nisoyan, because the more Gashmias you have, the more Yetzer Hara will be to have to blind us to the idea that it's coming from Shemayim, and Chas V'Shalom, we could be thinking it's Kochi Votzim Yadi.